I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Conflicts between the Congolese Army and M23 forces in the city of Sake in the Democratic Republic of the Congo's North Kivu province have displaced at least 140,000 more people since February 7. Nearly 7 million people are displaced within the DRC. Ben Samuelson serves with Mission Aviation Fellowship in Ituri province. He says a tiny hut in local internally displaced persons camps might hold a large family.
These people are scared for their lives and they're traumatized, and it's better to run away from everything they know and come to one of these camps than to have to live their life in fear every single day of this group that will come to kill them and to make their lives miserable.
Please lift up the MAF team and the DRC to the God who knows every detail of this complex crisis and can bring peace. Does your loved one have any of the following symptoms? If they do, they might be addicted to meth.
The inability to sleep, psychotic behavior, aggression, scratching at your skin, teeth problems, paranoia, mood swings.
Brandon Bauer with The Lighthouse.
Meth is a destructive drug, and we want to help people break the cycle of destruction in their life.
The Lighthouse takes a biblical approach to addiction recovery. Many men come to The Lighthouse when other addiction recovery programs fail to help.
A lot of those places don't address those deep issues that are causing the drug and alcohol use.
If someone you love struggles with addiction, the Lighthouse offers a healthy way out, and we'll connect you at missionnews.org.
If someone doesn't understand what the next steps are, we'd be happy to have a chat with them. We can help them make those plans and connect with people that can help them in their community.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. You can join us here and on social media. Together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.